The Gemara says only a person with a fine eye who does chasid should be given the kibud of being mevarech on the wine of kaishal bracha. Because a person who has tzaras ayin, who's stingy, you shouldn't take any benefit from him. In fact, birds have an instinct to know not to take food from a tzaras ayin. And the problems of egla arufa arise because of people who are tzarei ayin. If a shul is only kohanim, there's nobody else in the shul, there's no levim, there's no yisraelim, then all the kohanim come up to duchen, and the receivers of the bracha are the people in the field. However, overall, you need at least a minyan of people in order to duchen. The people that are standing behind the kohanim do not get the benefit of the bracha. They must be in front of the kohanim, panem el panem, in order to receive the benefit of birchas kohanim. And even if there's a mechitza shel barzel between you and the kohanim, as long as you're in front of the kohanim, then you do receive the bracha, the tafan tes. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna says that when a sefer Torah is open in shul, people must keep quiet and are not allowed to speak, even divrei Torah, except under special circumstances. The Rambam says this iser doesn't begin when the sefer Torah is open, but only when the kriya has actually begun. The Magen Avraham, however, is machmer, like our Gemara, because it seems to imply that speaking is usser as soon as the sefer Torah is opened. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says any kayan who hasn't washed his hands should not do birchas kayanim. Taisus adds that a kayan can't rely on the tilas yadayim that he did in the morning. Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua explained to his Talmidim that he had a long life because he had three schusim. He did three things. Number one, he never used a shul as a kapandria. He never used a shul as a shortcut to get through one place to the other. Number two, he never stepped over his Talmidim in the Beis Medrash. And number three, he always did a tilas yadayim before he duchened. The Gemara asks, what is the nusach of the bracha of Birchas Kayanim? The Gemara answers, Asher kidushanu b'kdushasai shel Aaron, v'tzivanu levarech es amo Yisrael biava. When the Kayan finishes the duchening, he also says a brief tefillah, so that he also receives a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, Rabbi Chisda says that at the end of the duchening, a Kayan shouldn't close his hands until after he turns his face from the tzibur. Also, the kairet to the kohanim, from the chazan, shouldn't begin until the kohal says amen. The kohanim shouldn't begin duchening until everyone has finished saying amen after their bracha. This is all due to the fact that two voices cannot be heard at the same time. Trei kali loy mishtami. Rashi here says that the kairet, the one who calls out kohanim for them to begin duchening, if there are at least two kohanim, as we mentioned before, is the shliach tzibur. Taisvis in brachas, taflam adalad, says the kare must be someone else, not the shliach tzibur, since if the shliach tzibur did it, he would be mafsik in chazaras hashatz. The Gemara says when we do kriyas haTorah today, the bal kare shouldn't begin laning until the people have completed saying amen, because of trei kali lo mishdami. Amar Reb Tanchum, Amar Reb Yeshua ben Levi, they say that the one who reads the maftir benavi, the haftira as we call it, must first read a few psukim from the Torah itself, which is what we call a mafter. Otherwise, it'll look like the Navi is as chashev as the Torah. Also, we don't begin reading from the Navi until we do Galila on the Sefer Torah. When the Sefer Torah is carried, a person should walk behind it, not in front of it. After each of the three psukim that the Kayanim say, the Kohal answer with a pasuk to show their appreciation for the bracha. And finally, Birchas Kayanim is only said by Shachris and Musaf, not by Mincha, except on a Tainus, because of a fear that over lunch, the Kayan might drink wine, which passes him from doing Birchas Kayanim. Dafmem. There's machlokes of these special psukim recited by the Am during duchening should also be said outside the Beis HaMikdash, b'Medina. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, today we should not say them. The Meiri says, we do. Once, Rav Avohu gave a shir in Agada, and Rav Chiya Bar Abba in Halacha. Most of the people went to Rav Avohu's shir because it was a more popular topic. It was in Agada. And Rav Chiya was upset, so Rav Avohu gave him a mashal, that people would rather go to buy cheap, easy-to-buy things, into stores where you buy cheap, easy things, versus going to buy expensive things which cost more money. I.e., they would rather go to look after cheap and easy things, meaning agada, than after expensive things which are harder to understand, harder to purchase, i.e., halacha. When the shatz, the shliach tzibur, says maidim, the kohal says a slightly different maidim. We call it maidim derabanan, since it's made up of different nuschais brought here in our Gemara from the Rabbanan. This is brought down from the parish Be'er Sheva. There were nine takanas that Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai was mesaken, including the din that kayanim must take off their shoes before duchening. This is to prevent embarrassment to the kayan in case his shoes became untied during the duchening. Mishnah Brura, Simen Kuf Chaf Ches, says, Lai plug, And therefore, no shoes, not sandals, not anything, should be worn by Kohanim today, but socks are okay for them to wear. The Gemara says the Kohal didn't answer Amen after the brachas of Duchening, since Ein Einin Amen B'Migdash. We didn't use it after brachas in the Beis HaMikdash. Instead of Amen, Beis HaMikdash, the Kohal would say, Baruch Shem Kfayd Malchusei Le'olam Vad, after they heard a bracha. The Mishnah. There are other things that may only be said B'Lashon HaKodesh. For example, on Yom Kippur after the Avodah, when the Kohen Gadol made the brachas on Kriyas HaTorah, which was read from Achrei Mois, Emor, and Parshas Pinchas, these would have to be done B'Lashon HaKodesh. There were 8 brachas that were made, including Al HaTorah, Al HaAvodah, as well as 6 more. The Gemara. We know that the only person who can sit in the Azara is Malchei Beis David. Other people, even the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, cannot sit in the Azara. He can only sit in the Ezras Nashim. That, in fact, is where the Kriya Satara on Yom Kippur took place. Daf Mem Aleph. When we read from the Torah, we're not allowed to skip from one place to the other because of Tircha de Tzibura. But for Navi, we are allowed to skip. The reason the Kohen Gadol reads Parshas Pinchas by heart is since we don't want to roll the Sefer Torah in front of the Tzibur due to Tircha de Tzibura. So why don't we just use a second Sefer Torah? The Gemara answers, since the Kohal will think that the first Sefer Torah was Pasal. Also, since a new bracha would be required on Sefer Torah number 2, which would be a bracha she'ena tzricha. What if, however, a shul has only one Sefer Torah? What do you do? The Rashba says that if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, the Rosh Chodesh portion should be recited by heart or from a printed chumash, rather than rolling the Sefer Torah while the shul is waiting, because of Tircha Tzibura. Our minhag, however, follows the Mordechai, who is of the opinion that the Sefer Torah should be rolled to the proper place while the Kohal is waiting, rather than reciting the Maftir by heart. What if Rosh Chodesh Tevis falls on Shabbos? So you'll need 3 Sefer Torah, one to lane the Parshas HaShavua from Shabbos, one to lane for Rosh Chodesh, and one to lane from Chanukah. So why there is 3 Sefer Torah, okay? How come over there we take out 3 Sefer Torah? Won't people think that the first Sefer Torah was Pusel and it had a Pagam? So we answer no. Since 3 separate people get 3 separate Aliyahs, no one will be Chayshish for Pagam. The Gemara says after the Kohen Gadol finished reading the Kriya on Yom Kippur, each person brought his own Sefer Torah to the Azara to lane in order to show the beauty of the Torah, Zekei Livan Veo. I had a day carry. Rashi explains that although this was carrying, so to say, which is Asar on Yom Kippur, he explains that there was an Erev in Yerushalayim, or possibly that they brought the Sefer Torah from their homes before Yontif. The Mishnah. On the second day of Sukkot, in the first year after Shemitah, the king would go up to the platform, the Beis HaMikdash, and would read from the Torah. This is called the Mitzvah of Hakel. Agrifas HaMelech remained standing while reading, and the Rabbanan praised him for that. And despite the fact that his father was a ger, they didn't passel him from being the Melech. The actual Kriya included a number of things, including Shema, Bahiyam Shemaya, Aser to Aser, Brachas and Klaus. After the Kriya, the Melech would say the same brachas that the Kohen Gadol normally made on Yom Kippur, substituting the words Mekadesh Yisrael Vahazmanim for the end of the Birchas Hayyim, which was Atav Echartanu. And the Gemara says, a king is not allowed to be Meichel on his covet, so that people will always have fear for him. Melech Shemachal al Kvaydei, ein Kvaydei Meichel. But in honor of a mitzvah, a Melech can be Meichel on his covet. On that day, because of Klal Yisrael's Chanifa, artificial flattery to Agrifas, corruption set into them. Justice became perverted, and general conduct began to deteriorate. The Gemara says any person who is a mechanef, who is a flatterer, showing approval when someone does an avera, brings trouble to the world, and their tefillas are not accepted. And finally, the Gemara says a person who has chanufa, he'll go to Gehenna, he's cursed, and he'll fall at the hands of his friends and children. Daf Mem Beis. Rabbi Lazar says any community that has chanufa, it's mias, and it's like a nida who is tameh. And finally, Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba says there are 4 categories of people who aren't zeicha to meet the Shechina. Katleitzim, scorners, people who are over on Chanufa, liars, or people who are over on Lashon Hara. Perches, Meshuach, Milchama. Background. Before each battle that Klal Yisrael went to, the appointed Kayan, the Meshuach Milchama as he was called, used to speak to the Am and quote psukim from Shaiftim to encourage them for battle. And the Mishnah says, when he speaks to Klal Yisrael, the psukim must be said b'lashon hakodesh. In essence, they were told by this Meshuach Milchama that the Goyim attempted to win with people power, but Klal Yisrael will win with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Hashem Elokeichem haholech imachem. And the Gemara says, not just any Kohen reads the psukim for war, but a specific Kohen who was appointed, i.e. he's called the Meshuach Milchama, who was appointed specifically for this job. The Mishulach Milchama also said the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, and we know if the only mitzvah we do is Kriyishma Shel Shachris V'Arvis, then we're protected. The Kayin used four descriptor words of psukim, so as things that they should not fear. These were connected to four things that Goyim used in war to scare the enemy. Golias was called by that name because of Goloi. He stood with an open chutzpah in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, in three places we see that Golias' own mouth hurt him later on. Golias was perfect, without any blemishes, and was built like a building. The Torah only talks about part of Golias' strength, since it's usher to tell the full story about a Rasha. Rav Ami and Rav Asi say that a person who produces a lot of waste probably has a stomach disease and should get a refuah. If a person has a worry, he should deal with it by removing it from his heart, or he should discuss it with someone else. Daf Mem Gimel. It was not for no reason that Pinchas went out to war. He went out because either he was the Meshuach Milchama, or to take revenge for how Midian treated Yosef. He was, as we know, a descendant of Yosef. The Mishnah. Background. Fruits in Eretz Yisrael are usur for the first 3 years as arla. In the fourth year, a person brings them to Yerushalayim in order to eat them and redeem them. And the Mishnah says, someone who built a house and didn't live in it, he can return from the milchama. He's not mechuyev to fight in the war. Whether he built it, he bought it, or he inherited it, or he got it as a gift, he's still able to return from the war and is not mechuyev to fight. If he planted a vineyard and didn't redeem the fruits in Yerushalayim, he's also pater from going to war. A man who made Erisin, and he didn't make Nesuin, or Shameres Yavim, they also have this exemption of not going to war. All of these, while putter from war, still must do some war-related jobs back at home. For example, making food or fixing roads. Rabbi Yehuda adds, if one rebuilds a house, then he doesn't get this exemption. And the Gemara says, if the house is stolen, the man does not have the ptur of going out to war, not having to go out to war. Regarding Nota Kerem, you need at least five fruit-bearing trees in order to be putter from going to war. However, if someone grafts Kilayim, he doesn't get this ptur either. If a tree was planted as part of a siyug, as part of a fence, or lekaris for wood, and not to be able to use the fruit, these fruits are not chayev in Orla. If a Kerem is owned by two shutfin, neither of them get the exemption of not having to go out to war. Our Gemara holds that Orla is only Mechuyev, if the trees are Kerem Revai, i.e. a group of at least five trees. But Arla is Pater on Neta Revai, on just one tree. All Dalaramas, the Gemara says, around the mace are Osir to say Kriyashma in the presence of this mace, as long as you're within Dalaramas. The Gemara says if two people get married and both had children from their previous marriage, even though technically a stepbrother can marry a stepsister, Midaraisa, since they're not really related, Midarabanan, we say it's Osir, since it'll appear to the public that they are brothers and sisters marrying each other. But the Gemara rejects this, since it's a well-publicized fact that they're stepbrothers and stepsisters. Tat Mem Dalet. Midaraisa, a person becomes tamei from a dead body by touching it or leaning on it, by forming an oil over it. Midarabanan, just coming within Dalet Amos, makes you tamei. A Kohen Gadol who marries an almana, or a Kohen Hedid who marries a grusha, the children become pasul, and the women become pasul too. From the pasuk of Asher Bana, Asher Nata, Asher Aras, the Torah teaches us Derech Eretz, the way to act. First, a man should build a house. Then he should plant a vineyard. And finally, he should get married. Others interpret the pasuk a little bit differently, that first one should learn Chumash, then one should learn Mishnah, then one should learn Gemara, and finally one should learn Maisim Tevim. The Gemara says a man in the first year of marriage not only doesn't have to go to war, but doesn't have to do anything to help out either. He doesn't have to make food, he doesn't have to build roads. Not only that, but if he does go out to war, he's over on two laven, lo yavor and lo yetze. So we see here that during the Shana Rishayna, a person needs to be with his wife. It's a very serious period of time. Therefore, he's not allowed to do anything to leave his wife at all, even to do something related to the war. What about today, Bisman Hazeh? If a person gets married, and after a few weeks he's married, he needs to go out on a business trip. And this is within, of course, during the Shana Rishayna. Is he allowed to do this or not? The Pischei Tshuva and Evan HaEzer, Simen Samach Dalet, Sifkot and Beis, brings a Tshuva's Haradvaz that says he is allowed to go away, even in the Shana Rishayna. He brings a raya from the fact that the Rambam only brings down the fact that he can't go out for communal activities, war or things related to that. But he can go out of town for things that have to do with his own personal benefit, that he is allowed to do. The Chachmas Adam argues on the Radvaz, and is machmer based on a minchas chinuch. Chassam Sefer and Eben Ezer, Simen Kuf Nun Hei, Paskins like the Radvaz. Therefore, even during Shana Rishayin, a person would be allowed to go out for business purposes. The Mishnah. If a person is afraid of war, then he's putter from going out, Rabbi Akiva says. Afraid of going out to war means the fear of being killed by the sword, Rabbi Yisai Glili says. Fear means a fear of the consequences of averus that he did. All the peturim, the exemptions that we mentioned in previous Mishnayos, they only apply to Melchemes Rishus, not to Melchemes Mitzvah, where even a chassan is mechuyev, and a kal is mechuyev to go out to war, and even a kala mechupasa is also mechuyev to go out to war. But Tiferes Yisrael clarifies this, and says that while of course a woman is potter from actual fighting, the Mishnah means that she's still mechuyev to go out to take care of war-related tasks, i.e. for example to cook food, and so on and so forth. It's interesting to point out that the Sefer HaChinuch, talking about mitzvah Tafresh Gimel, writes that only those who are mechuyev in the mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek, destroying Amalek, are obligated in the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, remembering the evil of Amalek. Women, therefore, are excluded from the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek and are putter from having to hear Parsha Zachar, since they're not obligated in Mechiyas Amalek. The Minchas Chinuch, however, questions the Chinuch's basic assertion that women are not obligated to wage war. He notes that our Mishnah here in Saita, which we just learned, concerning a Melchemes Chayva, says that everyone must join in, even a Kala Mechupasa. Thus he clearly indicates that women too must join in the war of Amalek. From here we could learn that women are also Mechuyev in Parshas Zachar. And the Gemara says, if someone talks between putting on Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Reish, then he's Oiver and Aveira. Finally we say if someone is afraid of war, we send him back because he'll be a bad influence on the others, which can cause them to lose, as we know, Tchilas Misa Nefila. That's the end of the perek. Now let's begin the final perek of Masechta Saita, perek Tes, Egla Arufa. As background, in the end of Parsha Shoftim, we learn about the mitzvah of Egla Arufa. If a corpse is found in Eretz Yisrael, lying in a field, the Sanhedrin HaGadol from Yerushalayim goes out and measures the distance between the corpse and the city surrounding it. Whichever city turns out to be the closest to the dead body, Bezdin members from that particular city take an eglas bakar, a female calf which has never done any work. They decapitate it, and this becomes a kapara for Klal Yisrael. And the Mishnah says, at that time, the Ziknei Ha'ir take the eglas bakar. When they do that, they say numerous psukim from the Torah. These psukim must be said b'lashon HaKodesh. There's a machlekes, how many members of the Bezdin HaGadol need to go out to survey the area around the corpse, 3 or 5. If the corpse isn't lying on a field, but is hanging, or is floating on water, then there is no din of Egla Arufa. It has to actually be a dead body that's actually lying on the field, not covered up. Daf Mem Hei. If it's obvious what the closest city to the corpse is, they still go through the whole measuring procedure anyways, since this is a special mitzvah, the mitzvah of Medida. The logic behind this mitzvah can be understood from the Rambam in Mori Nevuchim and the Das Kanim Balei Taisvus. The Rambam explains that the performance of the actual Egla Rufa ritual, coupled with the involvement of the sages, the Zekanim from the High Court, the Bezdin HaGadol in Yerushalayim, who performed the measuring, generated a lot of attention and publicity. Therefore, there would be a better chance that people would hear about the mysterious murder and come forth with various leads and clues that would ultimately lead to the discovery of the murder. So that's the purpose of this whole process and procedure. The Gemara says, Zakein Mamre is Chayev Misa. What is a Zakein Mamre? This is if a Paisik of a certain city paskins his way, despite the fact that the Bezdin HaGadol disagreed with him. This, however, only applies if he bedafka asked the Bezdin HaGadol's opinion while they were sitting up on the Harabayas. Then he goes against them. Then he's Mechuyev Misa. But if they weren't in the official Bezdin sitting up on the Harabayas, then he's Pater from Misa. Gemara says, from the Pasuk of Sodecha, we learn that Leket Shikcha Upeya only applies to grains that are in your field, not if your grains blew into your neighbor's field. They blew into your neighbor's field, you go and you get them, and then you left one there, you wouldn't be mechuyev with Leket Shikcha Upeya. The Gemara says the chiyev of Egla Arufa will not apply if a person is killed by choking, or if he was covered up. The Mishnah. If the corpse is found equidistant from two cities, then both cities must bring an Egla Arufa. If it's found closest to Yerushalayim, and that's the city where it's deemed to be close to, then there is no Egla Rufa at all, because Yerushalayim is pater from the halacha of Egla Rufa. The Gemara. If the head came off of the body, so where exactly do you measure from on the body? According to Rabbi Eliezer, you measure from the dead body's navel. According to Rabbi Akiva, you measure from the nose. According to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, you measure from the neck. The next Mishnah. The Dayanim from Yerushalayim go to the city, and the local Dayanim take the Egla Rufa away to a river. They decapitate the calf. They wash their hands, and they say the Pasuk, Yodeinu lo yishafcha es hadam hazeh. Daf Mem Vav, the Gemara. Although mumin normally passel a carbon, for Egla Rufa a mum does not passel. However, if it's more than 1 year old, that passels it. Paraduma has the exact opposite halacha. A mum passels it, but old age does not. Rameir says we learn from Egla Rufa that Bezdin has the right to force a person to do the mitzvah of levaya, accompanying someone out from your house, because this is one of the mitzvahs which has no shear. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, if a person walks alone on a road without levaya, without accompaniment, he should be Isaac and Tyra as a protection. He adds that in the merit of the four steps that Paro was Malava Avram, his children had the right to utilize the Jews as slaves for 400 years in Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says, anyone who accompanies his friend Dalai Ramas, no harm will come to that person. The Shi'urim of Levaya are as follows. A Rav for his student has to accompany him till the outskirts of the city, a Chaver L'Chaver until the border of the Tchum Shabbos, and a Talmud for his Rav until the Shir of a Parsa. Any person who isn't Malava his friend out of a house and out of a city, it's like being Sheifich Damim, since it creates a Sakana. And finally, any time a Talmud Chacham rebukes someone with a stare, the recipient will either die or be subject to poverty. Daf Mem Zayin. Because of the 42 karbanos which Balak brought for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to destroy Kal Yisrael, 42 children were killed in the Maisa Elisha by bears in a forest. It's a machlokes in the Gemara whether the Ness was just the creation of bears or the creation of a forest too. This is probably where the phrase comes from, Loi Dubim Velo Yar, when someone wants to say that there's really no truth to something. They say there's no bears, there's no forest either, Loi Dubim Velo Yar. However, Balak was zeicha to have Rus as a descendant. In fact, she also had Shlaima Melech. Since he brought these karbanos, we also learn that even if a person does a mitzvah, not lishma, the mitzvah can be successful, and the person can be successful because mitaych shalev lishma, balishma. The Gemara says Yericho was a wonderful city to live in, despite the fact that the water was bad. From here we learn that people who live in a city love it anyway, despite the fact even if it's bad, even if it isn't so great to live there. In fact, there are three blind loves where people like something even though an objective, unbiased person would not love the item. Number one, a dweller in a city where he's living. Number two, a woman by her husband. And number three, an acquired object. Chain, the word chain is equal to chinam, which means free love. When rebuking others, do it with your left hand, do it with your weaker hand. But when you love someone, you should love the person with your right hand, which is the stronger hand. And finally, the Gemara says, any person who is machti es harabim, who causes other people to do averis, they don't open up the path of tshuva for him, like Yeravam ben Nevat, who caused many people to be chayta. The Mishnah. If they brought the Egla Rufa and then the murderer was found, even though technically there was already a kapara via the Egla Rufa, the murderer is still chayav misa. At one point, when murderers became more common in Eretz Yisrael, the din of Egla Rufa ceased to exist. And when Znus became more common in Eretz Yisrael, the practice and the process of Mayimam Arim was discontinued. The Gemara. Ulu learned that any time the Torah made an exception to the rule of Alpi Shnayim Eidim and allowed an Eid Echad, this one Eid has the strength of two Eidim. When Znus increased in Klal Yisrael and judges became corrupt, the Shechina left Bnei Yisrael. And finally, the Gemara says, arrogant people. Initially, people become attracted to their personality, but when you know them a little bit better, you begin to dislike them. Daf Memcha. Yochanan Kohen Gadol made two takanas. Number one, he stopped people from saying vidoy on Meiser. And number two, he also decreed that when you buy grain from an Amoritz, which is called Demai, you must take off Meiser, since we're Chayshish, that the Amoratzim did not take it off. The Mishnah. From the time the Sanhedrin was abolished, they stopped the minig of singing praise songs at meals, unless, of course, it was Bederach Tefillah. When the early Nevi'im died, the power of the Urim V'tumim, the breastplate, disappeared. Couldn't answer questions anymore, Rabbi Yeshua said. From the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was never a day that there wasn't a kloa, and the nice smell of fruits just wasn't the same anymore. The Gemara. If people sing improper songs in a house, the house will be destroyed, even if it's made out of cedar wood. Rabbi Yosef said, for men to sing and women to join in is considered pritzus. For women to sing and men to join in is even worse. It's like an exploding fire. The Gemara says, anyone who drinks wine to the tune of musical instruments brings five kinds of tragedies to the world, including hunger. When the Nevi'im Rishayim, referring to David, Shmuel, and Shlomo, when they died, the Urim V'tumim stopped paskening. When the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the cities of Ari Miklat ceased to exist, and kings were no longer Mizera David. In the time of Tchias HaMesim, Mashiach ben David will come. When the last of the three Nevi'im died, Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi, the Madrega of Ruach HaKodesh ceased to exist in Klal Yisrael. However, the medium of Baskol still continued to exist. There were periods that a person existed who was actually Roy to be a Navi. including Hillel HaZaken and Shmuel HaKatan. But Klal Yisrael did not deserve it, therefore they were not able to rise to the power and to the level of being Nevi'im. There were no metal tools used to build the Beis HaMikdash, only the Shamir worm. The Gemara says, if liquid forms a continuous flow between two kelim, if the lower keli is tame and the upper keli is tahar, the upper keli remains tahar, even though there's a continuous flow. Unless it had thick honey, which was so thick that it connected the two, and therefore even it would become tame. Any person who has pas besale, and he still worries about what he's going to eat tomorrow, is really lacking in amunah, because if he already has the pas besale, and he already has the money and the food to be able to eat the next day, what is he worried about? Daf mem tes. If it wouldn't be for the tefillos of David HaMelech in Tehillim, all of Klal Yisrael would have been relegated to rag sellers, and they would be poor. Two Talmidei Chachamim walking, who don't speak in Divrei Torah, they're ru'uyim to be burned by fire. Two Talmidei Chachamim in the same city who don't share Torah with each other will suffer because of it. Finally, any Talmid Chacham who studies Torah, despite his lack of time and money, in other words, he really doesn't have any money and he studies anyway, his tefillos will be heard and the Shechina will shine on him. The Gemara asks, on what zechusim does the world exist? Number one, on the Kedusha we say, Inuval Tzion. This is called the Kedusha de Sidra. Number two, the Yeheshme Rabba de Agadata, which is the Kaddish de Rabbanan we say after a group learns Torah on Shabbos and Yontif. The Gemara says the love that a father has to his son is the same love that his son will give to the grandchildren. And a grandson isn't mechuyev in kibbut avaim to a grandfather the same way he is to a father. The Mishnah. During the siege of the second Beis HaMikdash, when Titus became the general of the battle to fight Yerushalayim, to capture the Beis HaMikdash, they made certain takanas. One of the takanas was they assered crowns of chasanim and kalos. Another one, they said that one shouldn't teach his son chachmas yevanis. The Mishnah says when Ben Azai died, the diligence ceased to exist. Ben Azai was very, very diligent. As we know, he never got married because he was so diligent in learning, he said nafshi chashka b'tera, he never had time to get married. When Ben Zayma died, the darshanim ceased to exist. Drush was never the same, as we know from the Haggadah, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and he explained, Acha Darsha ben Zayma. Rabbi Akiva died, Kavar HaTaira was batal. When Rabbi Hanina ben Daisa died, Anshe Maisa disappeared. Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai was nifter, splendor of wisdom disappeared. When Rabbi Gamliel was nifter, Kavar HaTaira disappeared. And finally, when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was nifter, Anava and Yiras Chait disappeared. Gemara. Pinchas ben Yair said that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Talmidei Chachamim became ashamed, and the halachas of Trumas and Maisus became lax. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Talmidei Chachamim became like school teachers. In other words, the level of Torah went down. Teachers became like Chazanya, the Gabayim of the Shul, and the Gabayim became like Amei Ha'aret, Amratzim. In the time of Mashiach, the Ikvus de Mashiach, chutzpah will increase in the world, inflation will increase, people will wander from city to city. Young people will shame old men, sons will shame fathers, and daughters will shame mothers. The Pnei Hadar will become Kipnei Hakelef. There was a time that chutzpah was so great, they sent a pig for a carbon, and an earthquake struck Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, although it's usher to teach Chachmas Yevanis, wisdom of Yevanis, the Greek language is mutter to teach. Gayish haircuts were assert, except if someone needed it for business purposes. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he was a very rich man, and when he died, the crowns of Chachma disappeared. When Rabbi Shimon Galil died, locusts came and the troubles for Klal Yisrael increased. These locusts were referring to the Romans, and they weren't allowed to say this openly that it was the Romans for fear of punishment. So they disguised the reference of the Romans with a mushel of locusts. And finally, the Masechta ends, when Rabbi died, Anava, humility, and Yiras Chait disappeared. Rabbi Yosef said to the Tana of the Mishnah, don't write that Anava disappeared, since I'm living and I have Anava. Rabbi Nachman said, don't write Yiras Chait disappeared, since I'm still living and I have Yiras Chait. The obvious question here is, how could a Talmud Chacham, like Rabbi Yosef or Rabbi Nachman, say about themselves that they were anovim, that they were such chashuv people? A Talmud Chacham doesn't normally do that. Rabbi Shimon Schwab Shlita, the Rav in Breuer's Kehillah in Washington Heights, answered this question by saying that these Amorayim weren't really praising themselves, but they were simply saying, by themselves, each of these particular midos didn't disappear, but people who had both of these midos, a rare combination, since they usually go against one another, that was what disappeared when Rebbe was Nifter. Hadron Allah, Masechta Saita.